Hi, and welcome to the Five Word Prayers Daily, a 5 day a week daily devotional where we share the word, prayers, and our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. I wonder if you've ever received this compliment when people have walked into your home. Man, this place feels cozy. Or, you made me feel right at home. It's such a powerful statement, really, and far better than the your home is beautiful, which is awesome to hear. But the truth is, anyone can have a beautiful home. Anyone can collect things and have a decorating touch and it look amazing. But we've all been in a beautiful, immaculate home that felt stiff and not at all welcoming. If we're looking to make people feel comfortable in our home, really welcome guests in, we aren't looking to decorate a museum, right? There's something I think that keeps us from making people feel at home, and you might be surprised at what it is. So on yesterday's show, I alluded to this idea that making people feel comfortable in our homes is a way we use our home as ministry, but also that at the root of it is really a heart matter. It isn't about decorating style per se. I've been in homes that were immaculately decorated and they felt cold and stale. And I've been in immaculate homes that somehow felt warm and inviting. I wasn't intimidated to sit on their white couch. Okay, I'm always kind of intimidated to sit on a white couch, but you know what I mean. And I've been in homes that weren't elaborate and pretty plain, but I didn't feel welcome there either. So it's not about how expensive the decor is. It's really about the people who inhabit the homes. It's almost like home psychology, if you will. I always think of the Mary and Martha story when it comes to home welcoming. I mean, who doesn't? Martha opened her home, but the act of the opening of the doors was really the ending point to her welcome, right? Because the rest became about her distraction of the tasks. Jesus was there, but she didn't sit with him. She didn't take advantage of that opportunity. We have no indication from the passage in Luke 10 that her home actually felt warm. And all of us can imagine a hostess at a party we've been to that's been running around doing all the things versus that other type of hostess that just lets whatever be. Now look, some of that is personality type. I get it. But the passage doesn't talk about personality type and excuse it as a personality type and give Martha that out. It just makes the point of people over to-do lists. And I think that's really the point. And so here's what I think it boils down to, being kind of two things, unselfish and secure. And that's what really welcomes people in. When we're truly thinking of the people we want to welcome into our home, we are thinking of their comfort level, not ours. Their preferences, not ours. Now, I get we'll say, well, that's why I want the food to be hot and the pillows to be fluffed and all of that. But look, people would rather you look them in the eyes than have your face stuck in the oven all night checking on those stuffed mushrooms. And that's a fact. And I believe at the core, it's about how secure we are in ourselves, the things we have versus what we don't have or what we think we should have. I know as women, so often before people come over, the thing we worry about the very most and what truly motivates us in our house and getting ready for the people to come over is not the love we have for our guests necessarily, but rather, well, I've got to do all this and I need to get it all ready and make sure it looks this perfect way or they're going to judge me. It'll be a reflection on what kind of a person I am or what kind of a housekeeper I am or if I can decorate. Well, all of the things that we go through in our brains. Being secure in our hearts will make people feel comfortable in our home. It's a funny thing, but it really translates in every drink we hand them and as we usher them in to sit and all the things. Martha was insecure and out to impress. And Mary just wasn't. And the guest of honor knew it. He felt it. So if we truly want to make people feel welcome, it has to start with this five-word prayer. Let me welcome people in. And the desire to be unselfish and secure. That's when people will want to come over. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Five Word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. Much more tomorrow, right back here. Thanks for listening to the Five Word Prayers Daily today. I have some free stuff for you if you're interested. Just text the words Five Word Prayers, no spaces, to the number 44222 on your phone. Follow the quick and easy instructions and you'll immediately get some exclusive content. And keep listening to our show for much more to come.